With this week being Money Week, the Insurance Council of New Zealand is calling for people to make sure they understand their insurance. According to the council, new research shows that there is widespread insurance apathy and a lack of understanding of insurance in New Zealand. I spoke to Leah McNeil from the Insurance Council about how people can become more financially resilient.
So, Money Week is an opportunity for us to encourage people to check their insurance. So, we have launched today a quiz which asks people a series of questions about the three most commonly misunderstood areas of their insurance policies, and encouraging them to have a look at their policies for one day during this week, creating a bit of an insurance day so they understand what they're covered for should they need it at any point.
And you recently commissioned some research that showed that there's a widespread lack of understanding of insurance here in New Zealand. What did this research reveal about the habits of people in New Zealand when it comes to insurance?
So we regularly do research for our members, and in our most recent quarterly survey, we found, and it's been ongoing, this lack of understanding for a number of quarters, and so that's why we wanted to share these insights for Money Week. So our survey tells us that only 54% of Kiwis have declared any understanding of what their insurance policy covers them for. And we know this to be quite concerning. It's a concerning stat in itself, but what's more concerning is that we know this number will actually be a lot lower. So backed up by research out of Australia, we know that people have a great apathy towards their reading of their policies. Many people don't read their policies. Most people don't read their policies, spend too little time on it, and are overconfident in their understanding. So we expect that if you don't read your policy, you can't understand what you're covered for. So that we expect that 54% actually to be lower, which is really concerning.
And what do you think has led to this sort of apathy here in New Zealand? Do you think people in New Zealand are less open when it comes to talking about money and asking for help?
I think there is definitely that. I think that could be part of it. I also think that, as we know, insurance isn't a fun thing. It's not a something that you want to talk about or look at. But the reality is that it renews annually. You should check it annually, and you should check that you have the right cover to meet your needs. And we need to be grown-ups about this and have grown-up discussions and understand that our needs change and our insurance should change to fit that. So when you call for it or you make a claim on your insurance policy, that you're going to get the cover that you expect. And I suppose insurance, as I said before, it's not a fun thing to look at. But it's a really important part of your financial resilience, especially should the worst or the unexpected happen.
And what steps can people take to improve their financial resilience or well-being?
Well, the first step is read your insurance policy. The second point would be to understand what some of those terms and conditions within your policy are. And if you don't understand them, ask your insurer to explain them. If you have any misunderstandings about sum insured or what excess you might be expected to pay or how your policy will respond to sudden or gradual damage, they are the types of things that you should ask your insurer about. And you can also find resources online. We have a number of consumer guides on these topics and a variety of other topics that can help you understand your insurance and what cover you should have to meet your needs for if you had to claim for any of these events.
Would you better provide any insight on what some of those most common misunderstandings are about insurance?
Well, we understand from our research, and it's backed up by the Insurance and Financial Services Ombudsman, that some insured excesses and sudden or gradual damage, or the difference between sudden and gradual damage, are three of the most common areas of misunderstanding. These appear in the top five complaint areas with the Ombudsman each year, most years. Understanding how to calculate your sum insured is understanding all the wider things that may need to be covered within that figure. We highly recommend using an online calculator or seeking expert advice about what that sum insured should be. These tools or resources will help you understand the wider costs around rebuilding your house should you experience a total loss. And there'll be things that you won't necessarily think about if you try to work it out yourself. Things like removal of asbestos and removal of debris from a property, should you need stronger foundations, building consents, cost of building supplies. And online calculators also provide the index, so they move with inflation. And so it's really important to regularly check your sum insured on these calculators to make sure you have it right. Things like excesses, we actually expect that people do understand excesses, but it's a bit of that grudge part of your insurance, in that it's the small part that you have to pay on top of your premiums if you make a claim. However, it should be considered as your part of the ongoing risk that you've transferred to your insurer. So you pay a small bit, the insurer tops up the rest, and you get back on your feet quickly and reasonably and back to where you were before the loss happened. Sudden and gradual damage is something that's often questioned or queried and can be confusing to understand. But although you may suddenly see a leak, it may not have been suddenly happening. So that's important to understand how your policy will cover you for the difference between a sudden event or a gradual event. So a sudden event is something like a fire or a burglary or a burst water pipe, whereas a gradual event will be a tap behind your washing machine slowly leaking over a period of time. Now, where you'll have cover in most policies, you'll have cover for the damage caused by that leak that's been happening for months, but you won't have cover to repair the leak itself. So it's important to check your policy and understand how it would apply in those situations and understand what situation you'd be in to repair that damage.
Do you feel that there's enough resources or initiatives out there that people are able to become more aware of this? For example, do you feel like it would benefit if this was included more in our education curriculums at a young age, that people are more familiar with the importance of financial resilience?
I completely agree, and that's why we actually sponsor Banker. They have an in-school program which they run in our schools to help improve students' understanding of the basics of financial literacy. And this starts at a young age and also moves through into their modules for Banker High. And we have provided input into the insurance modules that are part of their program, which teach people and students the basics around thinking about insurance in ways that apply to them. And so it may help them in the money side of things, where they partner with other people, such as Kiwi Bank. They may talk to them about compounding interest and how putting your money in a savings account would benefit you. And in insurance, they look at what would happen if you had an accident in your car and you didn't have insurance. What would be the benefit or the disadvantage of not having insurance in place to get you back or repair that damage to your car? So, and learning about finance and insurance and the role it plays and making sure that you can get back on your feet when the unexpected happens is really important, and it's something that we need to talk to our children about as young as we can.
And to summarise, the Insurance Council is calling for people to dedicate an insurance day during Money Week. What are some of the things that people should be checking for?
Yes, so during Money Week, because we know people don't check their policies, we're trying to motivate people to use one day this week to pick up your policy, really have a look at it, have a read of it, and see if you understand all the aspects of your policy, and to ask your insurer or to look into for resources and insights to answer any questions that you may have about your policy. Insurance Day is important because it means that you'll then understand what cover you have in place and how that policy will help you to recover should the unexpected happen. So when people take a day this week to check their policy as their Insurance Day for the year, it's important to check things like your excess, to understand how your premium's broken down and what it covers you for, to look and make sure that you've got, if you have a house policy, that you have the right sum insured for that house policy, and to take a moment to check an online calculator to check that the amount you have is still accurate, to check any other terms and conditions in your policy in terms of how it applies for sudden or gradual damage. And generally, if you have any questions, to ask your insurer and get in touch with them, say, look, I don't understand this part of my policy. Can you walk me through this and help me understand? And then make any changes as needed.